Hi, everybody. Today is our Friday show, and this is our paranormal show that we have on BBS. We'll just see how paranormal it gets tonight. So the date today is November 14, 2014, and we'll just do a clearing here for stuff that you maybe are dealing with. It could be anything. Let's work with maybe shoulders, anything above your shoulders and above your shoulders. So that could be neck and head. And we'll take away maybe some type of energy attachment. So what would that mean? It could be an emotional body attached to you. It could be an alien, a critter or something. So we'll just see what you have here. And here we go, releasing that energy. I'll use the word stronger to command the energy to release it. So stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, stronger and stronger. Okay, that should make you feel a little better, I hope. And let's energize the light beam. So we'll first do the ill light beam. Here we go. Energy of peace for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next would be the non-gender light beam. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now the female light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so this weekend we start off our 4-hour conference call on Saturday. It's 1 o'clock Pacific, and then we do our 3 consecutive Sundays at our 8-hour calls, getting rid of alien parasitic life forms that live inside of us. Normally, they're not really large ones, although they could be like the octopus energies. So that could be a large one, but typically they're much smaller. And maybe also that could possibly include, shapeshifters that could be with you, lurking inside of you someplace. But we'll hope that they're not there. So here we go. Turn over to our co-host, Cindy. So are you there, Cindy?
I am here. Tonight I have a new headset, so let us know if you can hear me okay. Or I guess let us know if you don't hear me okay. That would be good. Well, thank you, Ron, very much for activating the three light beams. And actually, that brings up a question that came up last week. Are we able to use the triple light beams that we have set up on, well, some people have it set up on their computer, and we also have it set up on the CLS chat site. Are we able to use those when we're doing clearing?
Okay, yeah, you could do that. So as long as you have a clearing up, you could use the light beams that way. So
okay.
I guess the question then would be, well, gee, is three better than one? That's what I think most people would think of. I would say possibly not. One is just as good as any of the other ones. But by having more of them up, it's not going to make your healing maybe three times faster if you have three of them up. It'll just be maybe a little more energy because you have, in a sense, more pixels on your screen, okay? So if your whole screen was filled with a light beam picture, then it will put out more energy to you through that. And what I'm not saying, is that some people have, like maybe their cell phone with a light beam picture, and that's normally kind of small, or like a small little tablet or something. So you might say, well, gee, I put it on a larger screen, get more energy to me. Well, I don't think it'd be probably much more than, at the most, maybe 15 to 20% more with a really large monitor as compared to what you're using now. So let's just say that you happen to have not a laptop, but a desktop. Maybe you have, I'll just pick a number, a 24-inch monitor or something similar compared to what a cell phone would have on it. So both going to connect to you. A larger monitor will be better, but it's not that you're not going to be having a healing. Just that it has more energy coming into your room. I have seen, or at least heard about one person who somehow was a computer whiz, and he managed to get three monitors put up, a lot of energy from the light beams on them. So I'm sure that would work a lot quicker by doing so, but it's still going to be good with just one. So if you only have one, you know, it's still going to work perfectly fine. Just don't think that you have to go out and buy a bunch of monitors, although it is kind of nice to have that. So I don't know.
Right.
Try it yourself and just see how it works out. It is nice when you have more monitors, as you may be able to run different clearings on each computer. So maybe one is for an emotional problem that you're dealing with, and then the other one, the other monitor could even be your computer if it's a laptop, we'll say, unless you're really handy at doing things. Maybe the other monitor would be for the same problem, the different energetic body. That's one way to really take advantage of the clearings that way. What the light beams won't do, some people think they're used to working with the New Age stuff, and they're used to calling on Archangel, we'll just say Michael or whoever or whatever, and I think they can talk to the light beam whenever they choose to, like it's their personal pet, you know. And the light beams don't work that way. They're only activated to help you when you're doing a clearing. That's the way the process works. So we'll put out peace energy, though, if you're not doing a clearing. Well, if you have a light beam up and you're not doing a clearing at all, you just have it up on your screen, then you will have peace energy being emitted to you. That may help you to stay in the present moment. So, back to you.
Oh, you brought up a good point with that. So, for our new listeners, would you please explain to us how important it is to be in the moment or be in the now?
Okay. The problem that we have here, the main problem, the underlying problem, is that we're controlled by aliens. So how do they control us? Why would anything want to control us? I guess that'd be the first maybe question for a newbie. Why do aliens want to control me, you know? I say my life is really screwed up and messed up, and why would they even want to get a piece of me or my life? Because it's for me, it's awful. Well, if they get your emotional energies from you. So the more messed up you are, we'll say, the more you're going to be a target. That's because you're thinking, working with emotions. So they're only going to typically connect to you. I can't say the word only, but, you know, maybe let's say 99% of the time, you know, if you don't have emotions and you don't have any physical pain and you're not on timelines, okay, so how do you get off of timelines? You want to be in the now. So when you're in the now, they're really not going to want to deal with you because they'll find somebody else who's emitting energy outside of themselves, whatever that would be, pain or emotions. And from there, that's how they get their energy from you. So they're stealing your energy from you, courting you, and in a sense, living off of that. That's kind of the very simple way of putting it. So if you find yourself being, you know, maybe not too focused or something, or things aren't going right for you in your life, it's probably because you're on that funky timeline. Things not working for you, which the aliens put you there. You're wondering, how do I get out of this situation? I'm dealing with this every day. And get in the moment. So you don't want to be on any timeline. You want to be on, in a sense, the now timeline, but it's in the present moment. So nothing can connect to you that isn't of source energy. That's peace energy. So what you have is you have, we'll say, making it simple, one timeline of source energy, and it's not even a timeline, but we'll just call it that to make it so you can understand it. So there's only one timeline that you really have to be on, okay, and that you want to be on and need to be on, which is in the now. Do the mind to heart drop to get there. All the other things that you have, once you start thinking about something, you're going to be connecting to the collective consciousness. And collective consciousness will bring you into timelines of like people, like thought, okay? Things that are similar will connect to each other. And all of a sudden, now you're going on timelines that are out there that have punctualities in it, and they're designed to take you sideways, give you more of a self-fulfilling prophecy on something. You don't want to get there. You just want to be in the present moment. Well, just think of having a kite and it's going all over the place up in the sky because the wind's changing direction. That's what these timelines do to you. You wonder why you're worn out, get emotionally worn out, and try to analyze a kite moving from here to there, we'll say, back and forth, and something else is controlling it, like the wind, have really no way to counteract it. You don't know what you're going to be hit with next or what's coming down the pike. So that's why you don't want to be out on timelines. And the people who are on timelines can lead you astray. And you're trying always to get your center, but you're being taken off of your center, off of the now, through other people's experiences. Trying to figure out that experience. And, you know, like, what did I do wrong? Why is this happening out here? And different things. You're trying to get a solution. And the only true solution, the answer why, is to get into the moment, present moment. Then there's no why. Then you're at peace. You're always trying to look for the peace on a timeline that's, in a sense, going crazy for you. Other people at the same time, and you want to just get into the now, into the present moment, which is source energy. So the aliens created the mind energy, brought you into the mind, so they can control you. You look at a baby, they don't know about mind energy yet. They haven't been schooled or taught, whatever word you want to use there. And as soon as they get that, their auric field drops down, and then they are on their roller coaster ride. Like you are, learning how to live here, learning how to deal with timelines, and that's the whole scenario. So, I guess back to you.
Well, thanks for that explanation, Ron. You covered several elements regarding that, and we do have several requests and comments in the chat room. However, I'm going to skip to one that's relevant to what you were just talking about. And the comment question is, how do I be of the moment without getting into something which is not peace energy, such as love or anything else?
Well, naturally love is, you know, is an emotion. So why? I was on the Strange Universe panel, back in New York, say a month ago. Everybody's talking about love, and I said, you don't want to have love. You want to have peace, you know? And why would you want to automatically go into duality with love? Have peace. Peace is what you're looking for. So, it's hard to look at the love energy because love is going to bring you into a duality. Like I've kind of mentioned, everybody, in a sense, falls in love at some point. And, you know, we've been in more than probably one relationship, through the dating process. First love, the first heartbreak, is devastating for a lot of people. And they probably still aren't over it, okay? Give yourself away to somebody completely, and then you never get back to that same person who you used to be. because you got yourself broken some way emotionally. That should be a good experience or good way to look at love, you know, is fall in love, and then you typically, for most people, I think half the people go through divorces. So is that a good thing, the divorce, you know? Imagine if it was a bad relationship, then divorce, we'll say, or separation would be good. But still, you have a situation that you shouldn't have got it involved with, as you give your power away being in love. If you come into a relationship both at peace, that'd be a whole lot better. That's too maybe idealistic, but how do you live your life without love? Well, you get peaceful. Trying to find peace and love. You know, you can't get an emotion that is going to really be peaceful. I'm close to it, but once you do the mind a heart drop, realize that you can't think because you're at peace. Go, wow, why do I want to have everything else hacking me and trying to figure out something? Because your mind will figure out something forever. You just give it a thought, and like doing a research on something, a research paper, you're going to be at a library looking for all kinds of stuff for your own research. And you could, spend your whole life trying to research something, being in turmoil. Finally, you're going to want to have peace. So, back to you, Cindy.
Thank you for that explanation. You also mentioned how that would help keep our minds clear. And I'm wondering if we have time to do mental clearing for clarity for all of us tonight. Make sure we're on the same page as you.
Okay, so let's do one for mental clarity. So here we go. You're working with your mental body. Give you some mental clarity here. Put your mental body at peace. So here we go. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that helped you. There's always situations out there, or maybe you're doing something on your job and the other players involved in your job and your duties don't have the same morals as you have, we'll say, or the same intellect or the knack of doing something, and they're really screwing things up because it could be very easy for you to do. They are balking at the bit. And they are choosing not to go along with what'd be the most benefit for maybe you or your company or everybody involved. And so that can be very disturbing because you know the answer, they don't want to give up their control. Very hard to make somebody get them into your own way of thinking, but can do timeline crash that situation. That could help to release them from that. Also, you could do even a 2,000-year barcode on them, re-clearing, and maybe they will see something differently. Maybe get on board with what is really needing to happen with you and your job situation of what you're doing. Can't really control anybody, I guess you could, but, then you're doing like psychic attacks on them, and you don't want to get involved with that. The main thing is to clear off the energies that they're involved with. I guess the next question would be, I know this person, and I think they're a shapeshifter. or they got an alien in their body, or they're part reptilian and they don't care and for humanity, and I'd like them to change and to do something good for humanity. How do I X them? What can I do? Well, have on online, which we you know, I'll give out to people if they need this clearing. We have the alien to light clearing. We also have the clone to light. And that would do is, since the shapeshifter could be in the person, or they could be alien-looking human, that could give them a spirit and take their body form and change it. It would be made from light as opposed to it from the darkness energies that where they came from. That could help them. They do have a choice involved with that, but it's one way that you can help maybe yourself. And then you want to, maybe this person is really stubborn. They don't want to form, make things better for everybody. If they are a shapeshifter, they may not know they're doing wrong. Typically, they would be. I think they're all conscious, and maybe they have their own agenda. So you have to figure out maybe what that agenda is and just do timeline crashes on it. They can get off of a timeline because they're bringing in, enforcing a timeline for what they're choosing to do. I think by doing a timeline crash, that could help them get rid of that. Now, if they are an alien and you kind of recognize that, then you may want to do, put their name in like the satellite timeline crashes and the head connectors. That may help them to get released from their controlling energy that's connecting to them, like they'd be connecting to you. Oh, anything else, Cindy, you can think on to help people?
Well,
like a stubborn boss or worker or somebody who doesn't really care?
I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but I actually use the psychic billboard clearing for those types of situations.
Okay.
And it has helped. It did help. And there was a great change. And two people left. They went elsewhere.
That's good.
Well, one retired, but somebody else went elsewhere. And yes, because they certainly were creating havoc for many people in my group. And so psychic billboard, and I did do the 2,000-year barcode clearing that you mentioned, too. And by the way, that's a free sample on the left side of creationlightship.com. The moderator has posted reminders such as the 2,000-year barcode removal and also the Be Here Now in the chat room. So you can just click on that and you'll see the information.
I guess another way to look at it, thinking,
yes?
Let's say that, for instance, you work for a small satellite of the company, okay? Let's just say that, you're in, I'll just say Wyoming, right? You're living in Wyoming, and maybe, you have a little company, an offshoot of the big one, and there's 10 people there, and you're kind of getting around good. Guys are doing the best you can do, but still not working right for you. And the boss, your boss is maybe, we'll just say, in Minnesota, okay? And the boss is a complete jerk. Hey, not to get judgmental, but, they don't have a clue about reality. What would you do for that if there's somebody, like that, doesn't relate to anything that you're doing, but they're profiting by all your efforts, but they don't get a clue to help you out. Anything, got ideas for that?
Well, I think it'd be interesting to hear from those people that are in the chat room, and also, if your information is longer, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com and let us know how you've been using clearings for that.
And maybe you could a third level down, and the boss doesn't even know you. They don't even care who you are, you know. And they are able, and they have the funds available, we'll say, maybe they give, to say, health insurance to everybody. I'll just kind of pick that. And for them, you know, they got tons of money, and they could give health insurance to everybody. They just don't care. They're oblivious, and they just see you as a slave. What could you do for that person to help them get unblocked so that they would tend to be a little more human toward their employees? I guess that's the question. See what comes up here. Probably have all felt something like that. Probably needed that solution yourself, working for a large company or knowing something like that. Oh, we'll see what the people have to say. Normally the timeline crashes are the best things to get a person off of their a negative timeline that they're creating or living on that's affecting you, bringing you into their timeline. We'll see what happens here. Back to you, Cindy.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Ron. That reminded me that you do have clearings regarding slaves and slavery. So for everyone that has checked out thecreationrightshift.com, you'll know on the left-hand side is a search box, and I just put in slave. And I have 9 combinations, and there's cultural enslavement release, and then there are several combinations of slavery clearing. Would that help with the situation that you're talking about, the higher-up boss?
I don't know, because he'd be like the master. So you could feel yourself released from maybe his situation, but he's still a stubborn, doesn't want to give you health insurance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using that as people typically, I would think, when they get a job, that might be one of the things they look for is health insurance. I don't know. I haven't seen a doctor long time.
Sure.
But for me, it's like, you know, why would I want health insurance? But people listening who probably have children, and, you know, by all means, children have accidents, typically. Let's hope not, but, you know, they go, have this. And so that could be a plus in a job, but the guy doesn't want to give any, you know. That's kind of what I'm looking at. What clearings could be used to help out somebody who is completely maybe unemotional, maybe it's an alien, maybe it's a reptilian in a body, doesn't care about humanity, and then from there, what can you do to help out a situation so that this person might have a little more heart energy, but they may not have a heart, you need to get rid of the programs that they're running. That's probably one of the main things. Timeline crashes could get rid of the programs. Oh, back to you.
So that's where we would put that person's name into the timeline crash clearing, right?
If you know their name, yes. I'm sure you probably would know their name, yeah.
Yeah, and definitely it'd be nice to have 2 different PCs so that you could run your own clearings and have that higher-up person on a separate PC, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
So they could dual run or run it at the same time just as long as it's on a different PC.
Yeah, and you don't want to get locked into their mindset, their program that's causing you aggravation, you know. I'm going to try to get them neutral so that they have a choice not to choose. Initially their program is saying, no, I don't want to do this.
Right.
And then when you hear that news, then all of a sudden you go, wow. Then you get upset, which is probably normal with emotions here, because the person doesn't want to help you out, somebody else. So, if we have any people out there, if they have a solution for this here.
Do you have a couple of suggestions? The first comment is, terminate them. They are parasites and they're not being supportive. Gold bricking would otherwise destroy the business. I think that person might be talking about coworkers. I'm not sure how we would terminate them unless they're talking about their boss discharging them. And another comment, when I have communication issues or other problems, I say the CLS timeline command and then some others, and the rest of the day always turns out much more peaceful. So
that's good.
Certainly great. Mm-hmm. And another one is I would start with the B here in the now on that person, and which you mentioned earlier. The moderator has posted the CLS timeline information and then the link where you can look at reminders where that would be. And we do have an email comment regarding the heartbreak that you mentioned, and the comment is, a timeline crash does work for heartbreak, could have some great results. So that's in agreement with what you were sharing with us. And we do have an email regarding source energy, and I would call this a testimonial. The email reads, "Hi, Ron, it is an amazing journey from when I first started my healings with you. I did them all, and now I'm in the light. I had to come back and listen to your Conscious Life Expo videos that talked of timeline clones, what source energy truly is, because I had tons of energy from the dark that the light beams took off of me. Well, I had, I'd gotten to the point of love energy and a lot of judgment with it. Your videos, Ron, especially your 2011 video, helped me move away from it to peace. For in peace, you have discernment and true love minus any judgment. People should aspire to peace, for then discernment, love, and ascension may be achieved. Blessings to you, Ron." So, I don't remember about the 2011 video, which one that is. Do you, Ron?
No.
Out of all the videos?
Asking me? No. Hey, you know what we talked about 10 minutes ago.
That's because you're in the now, which is what you're telling us, so that's good. Well, and that brings up a good point. I know there's some YouTube videos out there in YouTube land, and is that something that we could put onto our CLS chat, just put links to that for people that may not have stumbled onto your great information there?
That'd be good, sure. Cool.
Okay. So search those up, search those out and get some links on there for those of you that are not sure what the email was about, or even maybe if you're new and you didn't know that Ron had videos on CLS Quest, or excuse me, at creationlightchip.com, and then also on YouTube. Are there any other video locations, Ron, besides those two?
Yeah, that's about it, so I may have to at some point take my memory cards and download it or something. So I have a lot of expos on them, and I just haven't had a chance to even do anything with them.
Okay. Well, Ron, quite a while ago, we had a request regarding healing for something like infections or bugs or things that crawl on us. would you be able to do a sample healing for that type of situation for all of us?
Yes, okay. So first thing I heard was an infection. Okay, let's see what we can do with that.
Okay.
That's pretty heavy. When I look at situations that people have, you know, it always, I worked on a lady tonight, just out of the blue kind of, I think she had something with her top of her foot hurting her, or the side of her foot, and never asked anything about it, but I'll ask if I could help her with it, so I, probably a minute or two of work on it, taking away energies, and it fixed her. So I could ask questions about things, and with hers, it was entities. She had a pain in her foot. It was entities. That's kind of where you want to start with everybody. Is, you know, you don't really want to typically go to the infection stuff, as entities come in and can give you the infection. They have the energy of infection. So you have to realize they're, you know, they put you on a timeline of infection. Now you have an infection, and they're getting the energy from you on the timeline. The aliens are. Plus, everybody on that timeline could have the infection, and there could be entities also brought in from other people on the timeline. Just remember, the timeline is living; it's a live energy. It's like you're doing right now when you're listening to the program here, live also. So you could be having entities hopping into you from a timeline that you know nothing about, not even realizing that you're on a timeline. Well, let's first do entities with the infection. So taking that off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Listen to the Dog Bite VBS program on the top of the website. The drop-down box there with a few shows listed. And I'll check out the Dog Bite one. You can see how complicated it is, in a sense, and how we have to go different areas, different bodies, to get some healing done. So, and that also is an indication for some people will say, you know, I tried this healing for 10 minutes and, you know, it just didn't work, and the light beings aren't doing their job, you know, and I should be perfectly well. Well, listen to that first one up there, you know, that's on there with the Dog Bite. And next we're going to know, so we got rid of the entities on with infection. So now we're going to do one for alien entities, alien critters, okay, that you probably can't see. So here we go. Let's get rid of those things. They could be giving you poison. So here we go. So if you want to visualize, kind of just think of a mosquito, instead of sucking your blood, they're giving you something coming out of that little poker, you know, going into you, okay? So you're getting like a poison shot, okay? Here we go. Releasing critters. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's do ones, for instance, they felt something crawling on them. And so that could be either, you know, that's probably, you know, alien stuff that they're feeling being attached to their body. And that could also be on timelines, but we'll just do that, the entity clearing. Alien critters crawling on you. Use the word entity. I didn't mean to use that because we have a different meaning for that. Here we go. Alien critters crawling on your body, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I think that's what you asked for. Now, Cindy?
Yes, thank you so much, Ron. Do you think that would work for a virus-type situation, too? Is that an alien? Is that an entity
also?
Yeah,
very possible. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
You have to watch the movies and stuff, you know, the sci-fi movies. They're all real.
Huh.
You know? Just think of one that you've seen something, some kind of virus, you know, where everybody caught something, you know. Alien, because, of course, energy doesn't hurt anything. So anything that hurts you is typically going to be an alien energy out there, okay? and or controlled by aliens, with people physically living here in mind control to do that, not even be a real human. They may be something else, but they look human. Oh, back to you.
Tricky business. Oh, my golly. Okay, let's see here. Well, in honor of Paranormal Night, here's the question. I've heard about an angel that is called Metatron. Ron Ametron sounds familiar, so is there any connection?
No.
Okay. Good to know. And do you have a comment from last week or a question from last week? And that is, if peace came upon their earth, would there still be ascension?
Good question. The answer would be yes.
Okay. Now, that was an interesting question. Well, let's see here. You have a comment about the self-empowerment is incredibly helpful for this, which is what we were talking about, co-workers, I believe, or management. I think that's what she was talking about. Let's see here. His comment about aliens. Some aliens came into my area recently, and in my house, these people were watching alien movies daily with heavy transmission. I believe they were trying to steal my soul. Well,
that's what aliens do. So if they want to get a piece of you or all of you, so that could be, you know, maybe the case, you know.
So that would be probably a full-time job running clearings while people are watching movies. It'll be never-ending as long as they're watching a movie in that house. So I don't know. Maybe do some Be Here Now and timeline crashes, and the people at your house might move along or do something different. Any other thoughts on that, Ron? How to get those people to not watch alien movies?
Well, some people don't want to watch any movies, you know. So, because they don't want to get hooked into the energy from the movie. Oh, that's another thing out there. Looking at the movie situation, what I would say is, since the people watched the movie, we'll say they watched the movie for an hour and a half, right? And then after that, you could say, well, how do you feel about that movie? You'd say, oh, yeah, this part was scary, or I didn't like that alien eating that guy's arm, or whatever the situation was, you know?
Right.
So at that point, what is, you know, then you could do a clearing on them, because now they're already hooked up into that alien timeline. Because they saw something, they got a visual of it, and, you know, they're living now on that timeline because they chose to hook themselves into it. So the aliens are probably watching you as you're watching the movie to see where your reactions are. Remember, what I stated earlier is they get you by your emotions. So when I watch a movie, I don't normally jerk or jump or anything else. I just watch it for just data to see what I need to know, what I need to help me to help people to get cleared out of here, you know. So there's always clues in all the alien movies. I use it as like a study guide, you know. It's coming down the pike next. Movies are, it takes them a while to make them naturally. But once it's released, then all those timelines are coming in here for people worried or scared about the different situations, you know. Just recently, I think I finished watching the Falling Skies, I think. Is that what it is? I think that's it.
Say that again.
I got it through Netflix. Had to order it.
What was the name?
To get it. But, quite interesting. All that stuff is very real. Watch that, and you go, wow, you know, it's right there. That's what they do. And I didn't really pick up anything new. But the last part of it that I saw, I don't know if there's more series or not, but the people are getting little bugs crawling out of them and stuff and being taken over by aliens. So that's just the stuff body hopping from one person to the next. Now they're under their mass control, and that's kind of where it dropped off. That movie has a lot involved with it. One lady had a baby. Baby's an alien now. Oh, that's, it is. So back to you, Cindy.
Juan, could you please repeat the name of that movie that you saw?
I think it's Falling Skies. Everybody
Falling
out there.
Falling Skies.
Oh.
Okay. Our moderator just posted information regarding an archive show from another network, and it's the name of the show was Aliens, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And there are links there for the show, and then also a second link regarding eliminating alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites.
Oh, that's good.
And, yeah, Ron, you have a great an informational page here, and I'm just scrolling down, and there's so much information. So please do check that out, everyone, if you get a chance. And if you're listening and do not have access right now to the chat room, you could just send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you that link, too. So, yes, that was a very telling show that you had, Ron. About films and TV, and I'm not sure if that one had to do with music. Do you happen to recall if music was involved in that?
I don't remember. I know we did. I think we did a show on even on odd harmonics and stuff.
Sure.
How sometimes, you know, lyrics can program you and things like that. Remember, we
right.
have the keyword intercept. That's a free clearing. And what that is how the aliens control you with certain words. And it's words that you use yourself. And our shows here, as I look at what we're talking about, it's always about time. Time, timelines, and that's probably a way that they can control you, too, with that one word. Want to do that alien intercept on time or timelines. So that would help you out, too. Kind of look in your life and see what words you use all the time. I'm using time again because it's those words you can't get away from, you know? So what you can't get away from is how they're up. Kind of see where you are in your life and what's your trigger words. Also, what words are you using a lot, possibly putting you out onto the alien timelines that they fabricate and create, put you onto your parallel lifetimes. Back to you, Cindy.
Very interesting. Our moderator posted another link, and the show, it's an archive show from another network, and it says, What's Eating You? And Master Teacher Hero Ron Amaton discusses the energetic ET alien parasites that live inside each of us and thrive on our energy, which, of part of what you've been talking about tonight. So, again, if you're in the chat room, you can click on the link. Otherwise, you can email us too, and we can send you the information. So those were amazing shows regarding those topics. And there are probably other ones in there too. But the Odd Harmonics, we'll check that out and post that for tomorrow night's show, Ron. I'll look that up to see which show that is. Thanks for that, because music and words, well, you already mentioned the keyword intercept will help us too, but music and words and repetitive, I think we also talked about repetitive song phrases that maybe take us back to our past and or hooks us up emotionally. So that gets us back into being in the now. We need to be in the now. Okay, let's see here.
Yeah, there's the other show, you know, the new show that's out right now anyway, Intercept, is kind of interesting. Now, if you haven't seen it, there's a robotic, a completely conscious robot that, you know, knows things, and that's in there, you know, space travel and you know, basically timelines. The person at the very end of the of that, all these timelines that he's looking at through like a bookcase, all these timelines there of the same scene, and he's trying to connect into his past to his daughter. Because he's now in the, going out into space where time has stopped for him, we'll say. He didn't age, but his daughter would have aged. He wanted to get pulled, I think, back into that current timeline with his daughter. Didn't work, but there's all these timelines that they show there. Parallel lives, let's call it timelines, as they left timeline here. This one is moving, and his was not. So they were aging, and he wasn't. But it's interesting to see that. Always good that when you go into these weird, or not weird, but the movies now that deal with space or anything like that, we even look at the clouds in the skies, look for alien faces, alien heads, with the two eyes, you know. Nose, may not see a mouth, but you will see the eyes and the nose. With a head around them, unless your mouth is open. Always look for that in the background of whatever you watch. See how infiltrated we are here. That movie's kind of neat because of what they had done in there with changing the realities a little bit. Timelines that show up at the very end of the movie. Oh, I guess back to you, Cindy. We're getting close to our show ending. I think we can go a little bit over here.
Okay. Well, you
I'll
just
do
mentioned
the name
of that
drop.
Movie. Okay.
Heart drop, in case we lose audio website where people are listening. We'll only go
all
over
right.
A few. Here we go. Mind a heart drop for everybody. And in your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, up them into your heart, and dropping down. Here we go. So 10. 9876543321. 10987654321. 10987654321. And now you should be heart centered. I guess announcements here. So we have our 4-hour call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Sunday. Have our 8-hour call, so that'll be very nice. Really energetic life forms. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great, Ron. Perfect timing to talk about that.
And you can't
I
be
wondered
absentee.
About... Go ahead.
You can be absentee on both calls if you want to enjoy the 8-hour call or something and you're going someplace else. The clearings will still work with you, so you don't have to be on the call physically. Back to you.
So, Regarding the S&T for the monthly conference calls, Ron, should they let you know?
Some people like doing that. It's fine. You can do that. No problem.
Email you at creationlightship@yahoo.com to let you know if they're going to be absentee.
Yeah, but once the person is signed up for it on PayPal, they're automatically connected to the call.
They're in,
and
okay.
The people who were on the last calls are still in quarantine right now. And, the quarantine then will end on Sunday if they don't go on to the next month. Wanted to clarify that, because you are on the call from month to month. You didn't have to call in, so we didn't do a call last week, 2 weeks now. We're still on the light ship in quarantine with them working with you or having healing done. You're not in the light ship, we'll say, just the healing, but they are looking for their bits and pieces and parts of your spirit and whatever the aliens have stolen. Working with you, so you could wake up one day and say, wow, I feel great. What happened, you know? Well, it's because you're still being worked with. Oh, you know nothing about it. Back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. That's a great point. I believe we had another question. See if I can find it. Well, I do not find the other question. Oh, here it is. If we do not have a photo of the person we're going to do to run a healing on, can we write their name on paper and prop it in front of the screen as if it were a photo, or what else would you suggest, Ron?
Yeah, that could work. And, you know, make sure you put their name, you know, in the person's name that you want to have a healing for. Oh, on all the healings, there's a name box that you enter a name in. And sometimes there's a situation box that you can fill out, too, depending on what the clearing is. Here, put the clearing on, and a lot of people run clearings at night. And so you could go pretty far with the timer. I don't know what the maximum is on it. You can go probably maybe at least 5,000 minutes or so. So, you know, by all means, if your clearing's up for quite a while, just want to do one clearing, then just make that timer longer. It doesn't shut off. Have a couple running. Don't keep the timers long enough. One that ends soonest will stop the clearing. Don't have to be on the internet. You can still go in and stop your clearing and readjust your timer, make it longer if you want. I don't know if it will work with it ended or not. I think it will, but because you're still on the same page. But if you exit out or something, the clearing will not work. So don't need the internet to run clearings. Just need to first activate it. Once it's running, I'll download it into your computer, working there, take it with you. You have a laptop, clearing will still work right with you, even though you're not on the internet. A lot of people do this if they're doing traveling or driving to their job, with the laptop on the seat next to them or behind them, back seat or something, and they can run clearing the way to work. Works really well if you're doing like a road trip. Clearing to maybe give you more peace or whatever you're choosing to do. Maybe you're driving and you're going for a job interview, right? Got to drive 2 hours. Well, then put something on that will make you calm and peaceful for that job interview. And get on the timeline of where maybe you get accepted for the job, because the timelines are there. Everything's created. Darkness. These are darkness timelines, okay? So why not pick one, because lawyer is going to be running that timeline. And if you get one that you can get them to be on that timeline that you want to be on, okay? Because you're not necessarily changing their the force of will to to make them get on the timeline. It's already created. Maybe there's 99 timelines where the guy rejects you or the lady rejects you. That one where they say yes. Oh, you want to get on that yes timeline. And they're on that timeline saying yes. The aliens will still get the energy from you as you're going to be excited. Okay? So they'll get something. You get a lot more with a no. As a gas that it took for you to put in your car to drive 2 hours and the time that it took to get there and what got involved with you on the way there. You know, there's all different types of things. And maybe they were to set you up to get into a car accident. Maybe they gave you a barcode on one of those timelines that you're driving to get there, you know, to do your job interview. Oh, you get on the one that's positive for you because they're all created. So, you know, like if that's the case, and put something on that's going to, is what you really want to experience because you're in time here. So being in time, that you want to select the proper timeline. But also you want to get rid of the negative ones probably before you even go on the job interview. Also, your psychic billboard would help you out also. I'm just trying to give some suggestions here how to use the timeline for your benefit. But ideally, what you want to be is in the now and then project in the now, hence we'll say with your imagination, whatever you do, and you're in the now and you project out into light, force energy in the moment, what you want to manifest. That's all with you. Everything is with you. You are a part of the light, not separated. On the timeline, you're separated, working in duality. That's the difference. But they split you off, so now you have to connect with something else, different mindset, allow you to do what you want to do. Hopefully I made that clear to everybody. But the timelines are all duality. Of course, energy in the now, present moment, there's no such thing. Everything is same. No separation of light. And it's not oneness because everything is its own particular unique energy. But it doesn't have a way to analyze or to say yes or to say no. It'll always do form light. Out of the duality and when you're in light. That's why you don't have thoughts. That's why your mind doesn't can't work in that because it's a different system. Peace is not alien energies of collective consciousness and everything else and church energies and whatever else is brought to you. How to experience source energy. Don't think. Oh, I guess that probably ends our show. Oh, do the mind a heart dropping.
Okay.
And then your thoughts in your head, pop them into your heart, dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, so blessings. Wonderful evening. Stay heart. Do the mind a heart drop out loud. Peace. Thank you. And everybody.
Thanks, everyone. There's a couple questions in the chat room that I'll send to COSquestions@yahoo.com, see if we can get those answered tomorrow. So thanks so much. Bye now.